From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has decided to scrap plans for a missile defense system in Eastern Europe. The move comes after a reassessment of the missile threat posed by Iran. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The Bush administration had championed a missile defense system with missiles in Poland and radar in the Czech Republic. But Mr. Obama has decided to change course because new intelligence suggests Iran is not developing the kind of long-range offensive missiles the system was designed to protect against. Instead, Mr. Obama says the U.S. will now focus on developing a less costly, less controversial system to defend against Iran's short and medium-range missiles.
To put it simply, our new missile defense architecture in Europe will provide stronger, smarter, and swifter defenses of American forces and America's allies.
The prospect of an American missile defense in Eastern Europe was also an irritant in U.S. relations with Russia, which the Obama administration is trying to reset. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Police in New Haven have arrested a Yale lab technician, charging him with the murder of graduate student Annie Lay. The arrest of 24-year-old Raymond Clark follows a series of DNA tests on evidence recovered from the crime scene. Lay's body was found stuffed in the wall of the research building where the two worked. Lay was also 24 years old, reportedly was strangled. Clark appeared in court today where a judge set bail at $3 million. Police have said they believe the killing was a case of workplace violence but have not elaborated on many other aspects of Lay's killing. A group of former Justice Department officials are no longer in the crosshairs of a lawsuit about politicized hiring practices during the Bush administration. A judge says the former officials cannot be held personally liable. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
For most Justice Department jobs, it is illegal for managers to consider the job applicant's political ideology. But during the Bush administration, some senior managers flouted those rules. An investigation found that people asked job applicants questions like, "Why are you a Republican?" Or, "What is it about George W. Bush that makes you want to serve him?" Liberal applicants were rejected. Conservatives were hired. 8 rejected job applicants filed a lawsuit, and now a judge says only 3 of them have grounds to sue. And Judge John Bates also says they cannot sue former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, his chief counsel Monica Goodling, or other officials in their personal capacity. Instead, the lawsuit will proceed against the Justice Department itself. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
It's being billed as the biggest overhaul of the college aid program in the U.S. since the 1960s. A plan voted on today by the House that would remove private lenders from the student loan business and put the government back in charge. On a vote of 253 to 171, House lawmakers approved legislation that would cut banks and student loan giant Sallie Mae out of a significant chunk of the $92 billion student loan market. The measure next goes to the Senate. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 7 points. The Nasdaq lost 6 points today. This is NPR. Authorities in southern Germany say a teenager is in custody after he attacked students and teachers at his high school. They say the 18-year-old, armed with an axe, knives, and Molotov cocktails, injured 8 pupils and a teacher at the school before being shot by police and arrested. Officials say the teen was in his final year of school, entered the 4-story building just before the start of classes. Officials say 700 students were able to flee the building. The student's motive was not clear. 2 Egyptian-American couples were sentenced to 2 years in prison today for violating Egyptian adoption laws. Attorneys for the defendants argued that Egyptian law makes it all but impossible to legally adopt Egyptian children. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The couples included 2 American citizens and their Egyptian-born spouses. A third couple that fled the country was sentenced in absentia. 5 other defendants also received fines and prison terms for their involvement in the adoption efforts. An attorney for one of the couples said that Egyptian law offers no practical method for adopting children, even for Muslims, and it's virtually impossible for Christians such as these couples. The indictment, which charged the couples with human trafficking, accused the would-be parents of offering to pay more than $4,000 for 2 Egyptian babies and forged adoption papers. All of the children involved in the case were returned to Egyptian orphanages. The couples have already served more than half their sentences as the trial dragged on. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
If you're looking to visit the coldest place in the solar system, astronomers say you may have to look no further than the moon. They say temperatures inside a crater there have been measured at 397 degrees below zero. NASA's new lunar reconnaissance orbiter has been measuring temperatures on the moon and found the supercooled crater in an area of the South Pole. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.